All right. Hi, guys. It's our pre-show here for the 22nd of May. And as you might imagine, we're in the midst of not just doing a show here. We're also in the midst of closing up a house and getting it ready for a new owner and getting ready to hump it down to Florida. And sitting next to me here is my friend of 12 years, Thunder. I got her when she was a kitten. Now she's they call her a senior cat. We need to pot up the level on this thing. Anyway, so we're going to transport Thunder to Florida in first class style. She's going to go by way of ground transport. She's going to be in a van, her own little exclusive van, with her kitty litter and whatever the hell else, air conditioning and all that good shit. Seriously, she's going to go by way of pet transport. And the reason for that is because I don't trust myself taking her on a fucking airplane. I don't know the first goddamn thing about bringing on cat litter, water, all that shit. You know, some people have cats in backpacks. Man, I don't know, dude. And then they say, you know, the carrier has to sit, it has to fit under the seat in front of you. I don't know. So we got the house to close up, man. We got the house to deal with. And then Thunder will be in her own little first-class van all the way across America. She'll get to Florida, and she'll be delivered to our doorstep. And then we have other things that are going to be, you know, arriving coincidental to her. And, you know, a year ago, you know, from the time I met Jackie, I always knew this was a possibility. First time we met, when we got together, I mean, because we met, like I said, 31 years ago at WIOD in Miami. We're doing that. And then, you know, years and years later, she was married at the time. Excuse me for yawning, I'm sorry. She was married at the time. Then we hook up. Okay. At the time we hooked up, which was right when COVID was beginning, by the way, I said, come on, move to California. And she was ready to do it. She was rock and roll with moving to California. She got a subscription to the LA Times, and she was, you know, thinking about a lot of things, business, etc. And then just tugged at her heartstrings that she had her son living in Florida, and that any potential grandchildren that would come along, she would have to fly to see them and all this good shit. So that almost broke us up. That almost broke us up. Not because I, you know, didn't think she had the right to be with her family. Not at all. But because I felt it wasn't going to work. Her living there, me living here, I'm not going to go to fucking Florida. You know, I already did that, right? But hey, there's a little thing that jumps in the middle of all that shit called love. So, really kind of tested the waters with her, you know. And Jackie is all business, man. She's kind of the opposite of me. I'm a pretty emotional guy. She's all business. She's buttoned down. She's, you know, she's a tough chick. So I remember saying to her, look, you know, I ain't going to Florida for somebody who's got one foot in and one foot out of this thing. And that's when she sort of opened the floodgates of emotion and let me know, you know, how much she wanted me to be there. So I thought, well, fuck it. What's happened professionally here in Los Angeles. And the other thing is, man, you know, like we've been talking about Messi and, you know, let the game come to you. That's kind of what life is, you know. You keep pushing yourself down these avenues, which is very important. If you have a specific goal, you have to do that. But if your only goal is, hey, I love this woman, and You know, and I have my career, but I have my life too. So life has come to me this way. So we're not going to live together, which is good. That's not a bad thing. That's good. You know, the older you guys out there who think living together is what it's all about, you'll learn. You'll fucking learn, man. It doesn't mean that you're not married. It doesn't mean that you're not together. It doesn't mean that none of that shit. But you may find out, man, that living in separate residences is the fucking way to go. Honest to God. I know when you're young, it's really romantic. You want to move in and, you know, set up a household and all that good shit. But you know, been there, done that, man. And I can tell you this. Having your own fucking base of operations and your own home to go to, there's a lot to be said for that. It doesn't mean that you... Married people do that. Understand something, man. Married people fucking do that, okay? There's no rule book for how to do a relationship other than, you know, decide to love each other. And all the things that go along with that, which is commitment, loyalty, and, yeah, you know, commitment and loyalty and having each other's back. So having said all of that, having blathered all of that shit, as Thunder sits here next to me sleeping, and she's going, Jesus Christ, I'm going to hear this shit in Florida now? That's what it is, you know. So I'm going to give this a run, man, and we'll see. I'm also going to see what kind of professional acting gigs there are down south. It's interesting. They're producing and they're shooting shit all over the country now. And I have an agent in Los Angeles, but I wonder if he, you know, I wonder if he is canvassing gigs as far afield as the Southeast and, you know, elsewhere, man, you know. Because the last time I talked to Theo, he was talking about all this production going on in Vegas. I wonder how much production is going on in Georgia and possibly in Central Florida. So we'll see, you know. I mean, I got a resume. You know, I got a lot of things, man. I got a lot of things. Okay. If I sound tired, I am.